Despite the deadly terrorist attack in Lower Manhattan, New York City will move ahead. WBGO's Doug Doyle has more on how people are reacting to this week's shocking truck bike path attack.
Security will certainly be on the minds of the runners and spectators of the New York City Marathon this weekend, following the deadliest terror attack in New York City since 9/11.
We ran in the Boston Marathon the year of the bombing, so you have a little bit of a pause, but things can happen to you anywhere you are in this country. We'll just be cautious and join all the rest of the runners and have a good time.
On NBC's Today Show, New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says all New Yorkers can play a part in keeping the city safe.
This is going to take all 8.5 million people in New York City to pay attention to what's going on around them. You know, maybe take off your headphones, maybe stop looking at your phone. See what's going on around you. And if you see something that doesn't look right, something that makes you uncomfortable, and you should call. I think you have an obligation to call.
There is a simple reason why investigators were able to quickly confirm that the Uzbek immigrant charged with the deadly pickup truck attack was under the influence of the Islamic State. Law enforcement authorities say his iPhone was not password protected, so detectives had no problem finding the ISIS propaganda and gruesome videos on his cell phone, or figuring out who he called Tuesday before the incident on the Lower Manhattan bike path. The 29-year-old suspect, Saifullah Saipov, is facing federal charges. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says terrorists want to take away Americans' most basic rights.
The right to be safe, the most fundamental right. They aim to diminish our freedom and to constrict our lifestyles. And if it weren't for our troops, our intelligence community, and our law enforcement, the terrorists would be succeeding.
Sounds from one of the vigils held this week for the victims of the attack. One woman, Rafael Ali, who attended the vigil, says she hopes people don't judge her just because she and the suspect are both Muslim.
When I did find out it was a Muslim, I was like, great. And I have to take the train home and get on the train. And when we wear the hijab, you know, people, as soon as I walk in, they stare.
We started to learn more about the victims as the week went along. Darren Drake of New Jersey was one of them. His neighbor, Jamie Westervelt, says Drake was a sweet young man.
Everybody loved him. He had such a wonderful spirit. He always had a smile on his face. He was a great person.
Kristen Heyer is a friend of Martin Morrow. He was one of those who suffered injuries after being struck while bicycling with his Argentinian classmates during a reunion in New York.
I'm heartened to hear that he may be okay physically, but still very concerned to think what it must be like to go through watching all of your best friends die in front of you. And what he'll carry forward with him in life, even if he physically heals. I think that'll be, those will be difficult scars.
New York City Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina says a teenager who was injured when the truck smashed into a school bus insisted on being back at school the next day.
And when I spoke to him yesterday, and this is something I'm never going to forget in terms of my experience as chancellor, he said to me, I told myself I'm going to be fine because a lot of people want to help me.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says he was impressed with how the students of Stuyvesant High School responded to the attack.
To hear kids still in their teens thinking about their responsibility to respond to an act of terror by standing up, by being resolute, and their respect for the lives that were taken, that they saw it as their duty to be back at this school.
As the investigation continues in areas like Patterson, where Saipov has been living, various contacts are now being questioned by investigators who have not ruled out the possibility that others knew that Saipov was up to something when he rented a pickup from Home Depot on October 22nd. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Doug Doyle.